From NPR and WBUR, I'm Indira Lakshmanan, along with Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. The Paris prosecutor says the suspected mastermind of Friday's Paris attacks, Abdelhamid Abaoud, was not among those arrested in a pre-dawn raid in the Paris neighborhood of Saint-Denis today.
Abaoud was able to entrench himself on the third floor. In this flat, a testimony was found about the presence of Abaoud. He is an individual, I'd like to remind you, who was suspected of having conspired in numerous attacks.
Another seven people were arrested in the raids, and authorities say three suspects are now dead. French President François Hollande spoke to the nation following the raids, promising to improve security. Julien Préteau is covering the story for Reuters. He joins us now from Paris. Julien, breaking news from that press conference. Tell us what the prosecutor said about this raid.
Well, it was quite complicated because there was a lot of math involved. He actually said that eight people were arrested, were detained, but not all of them have been identified. Three of them have yet to be identified. But one thing is sure, he said, is among those eight, the man who's supposed to be, you know, to have masterminded the attacks, you know, Abdelhamid Abaoud, is not among those guys. However, at least two dead. We know one woman, you know, blew herself up, and there is another one who still has to be identified. That could be, you know, if we speculate, that could be Abaoud, but it could not be him. We don't know yet. So whether he's dead or not, we don't know. Whether he was, you know, in the apartment that the police raided today, we still don't know.
All right. Well, the prosecutor also talked about the scene, about it being a very difficult scene of investigation. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, it's a very difficult scene of investigation because of the violence of the assault, which lasted about 7 hours. He actually said that the police fired more than 5,000 bullets. So I literally imagine how much that is. So he said that the scene had to be consolidated. I mean, the apartments had to be consolidated before the CSI teams could continue the work, because the whole building, I mean, the whole department could have collapsed, you know, while they were working.
Mm. All right. Well, so to be clear, Abdelhamid Abaoud, the mastermind, we don't know his whereabouts or his condition right now. Saleh Abdesalam, one of the suspected perpetrators who was on the lam. Just remind us what we know about these men as they remain apparently at large.
Probably. Salam, yes. Abaoud, we don't know. Maybe he's the other one who died during the assault. I'm reading that the Washington Post is reporting that that Abaoud is dead, but that's a report that Reuters or none of the media outlets has managed to confirm yet.
Okay, tell us a little bit more about the mood in Paris today and France in general. The Interior Ministry had announced in a statement that 118 searches had led to the detention of at least 25 people. They talked about confiscating dozens of weapons and illicit drugs. So what is going on?
Well, what is going on is that we're in a state of emergency in France, which is quite rare. I mean, the last time it happened was 10 years ago, when there was, you know, the violence in the suburbs. So it means that the state of emergency means that the police are allowed to perform searches and raids without the authorization of a judge, which is not the case usually. So they're doing just that, and so there's a big crackdown on, you know, suspected, you know, Islamic extremists in France right now.
Okay, so
a lot of detentions and obviously, you know, finding arms as well.
So not all of these people who are under arrest are necessarily thought to have been involved in Friday's attacks.
No. Probably not, actually.
All right. What can you tell us about the Saint-Denis neighborhood where this raid took place that went on for hours, as you told us?
Well, it is known as a slightly rough area, but But it's not. I mean, there are much worse areas, around Paris than Saint-Denis. Saint-Denis is almost on the way of gentrification. There is a big Muslim community, but a very as far as we can tell, this is a very quiet community.
All right. What are we expecting next from authorities? Did the prosecutor indicate if they're doing DNA testing on the dead bodies, or what's next in the investigation?
Well, he was not very specific, but he said the identification of the body would take time because it's basically in a very, very bad state.
All right. Julien Préteau of Reuters is joining us now from Paris. Thank you so much, Julien.
Thank you.